Beautiful Tuesday morning here on the Paul W. Smith Show. We're here with you Monday through Friday. Now from 5 to 9, if you count our first hour, which you should. Jeff Sloan doing a nice job with that pre-W. Smith show. Starting at 5 in the morning, then we took over at 6 till 9 until we handed over to the WJR All-Talk Boys, Tom Jordan and Kevin Dietz. Great programming all day long on this great radio station. We appreciate it. The other day, I talked about, maybe it was even yesterday, everything's the other day to me, but we talked about a story in Crane's Detroit Business about battered restaurants pushing back on unruly customers. And so we thought, who better to talk to than a guy who owns, I think, more restaurants than anybody in the area, Joe Vicari of Joe Vicari Restaurant Group, which includes Rosalie, his lovely wife, John, his brother. And it's a pleasure to catch up with you. I know how busy you are, Joe. So thanks for the time this morning.
Good morning, Paul. My pleasure. Seriously.
How many restaurants now?
Who's counting? I think 24.
I believe you're not kidding. Who's counting? 24. I mean, that's just a lot of restaurants. And by the way, restaurants all of a different nature. I mean, there's several Andiamo's, let's face it, and the others, but you have a bunch of different concepts for restaurants, and they all seem to work when you take over and start doing them. So good for you on that.
Thank you.
Tell me about the story that people are talking about. Here we have labor shortages, high prices, supply chain issues. That's all making life hard enough in the restaurant business. But now, more than ever, it is, frankly, what can only be called disrespectful customers. How much of that do you see? How much abuse are your people on the front line, on the floors of your restaurants, taking?
You know, we have not honestly experienced that very much. We do have a dress code at our Joe Mere Seafoods, and sometimes someone comes in and is with a party and they're not dressed properly, and you know, we have to turn them away, and that sometimes gets contentious. But
sure.
for the most part, you know, we've been pretty good. I think maybe bars, maybe somebody that's had one too many to drink, you know, their tempers get a little quicker. But you know, I would just say to people, you know, it's still really a shortage of people in the restaurant business. You know, most restaurants have, you know, closed hours, closed days, shortened their hours, you know, not serving lunch when they used to serve lunch. It's just, it's not, you know, it's not back yet. It's we're still really struggling for help. So I would just say, you know, if you can be patient, that it's, you know, it's really not anybody's fault except our lovely government, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. But that's another story for another time. Hey, we have seen in restaurants signs that actually say, because of the way our customers are being treated, we no longer will be open for lunch, or we're not going to be open on Sundays, because we need them to have a break to heal from the terrible frontline battle they go through. But I'm thrilled to hear that at Joe Mere Seafoods, which is a higher-end crowd, Bronze Door in Grosse Pointe, higher-end crowd, and all your Andiamo's, which are all highly regarded and higher-end crowds. So far, you haven't gone through that, but clearly other restaurants, and as you point out, those that really make maybe their biggest money in the bar area rather than the food area, are the ones that are running into this. What have you heard from some of your pals that own other restaurants?
You know, pretty much the same thing. You know, we talked about it actually last week, and it's just, you know, we're short staffed in the kitchen, so it's taking longer for the food to come out. Servers, you know, you have supposedly 6 servers on the floor and only 4 show up, and that causes big problems. So it's just, honestly, you know, the labor shortage has been the real issue here. I don't think the people are, you know, disrespectful more today than they were. It's just, you know, people have to be, and I'm, you know, it's been long enough, but I mean, they just have to be a little more patient, and I think we'll get through it.
Here's hoping, and all of us thought we'd get through it sooner than we have, but it is right. Better than what the initial action and reaction was. When we have friends like you, Joe Vaccari, the Joe Vaccari Restaurant Group, you know Luciano Del Signore, a fine chef and restaurant owner as well. You guys haven't had to get out there or run the dishwashing machine or even wait tables or clean them up in years. You've all been beyond that from building your businesses, but there was a period of time during this whole problem with the pandemic that you actually got back to doing that because you didn't have enough people to do those jobs.
Very true. And as you said, it's gotten a little better, but as a business owner, to save your business, you're going to do whatever it takes to, you know, get through it.
Am I to read properly here, Joe Vaccari, that you are seeing light at the end of the tunnel?
No, not yet. I mean, we're getting by it. I mean, we have been able to hire, you know, a spot that we may need, a hostess, you know, a busboy, but it's the people in the kitchen, you know, the prep people and the cooks that have been really, really hard to find. And I think they just, a lot of them just got out of the business, and that's what we're dealing with today.
So are you able to hire these people now, the various people you have to hire, at a sustainable rate, a rate that you can live with, or is it just an emergency rate to keep the doors open?
I think in many cases it's the emergency just to be able to get through the week, the day. You know, people are desperate for help, and the help know it, and they're, you know, accordingly coming in and asking money that we would not normally pay.
And we've heard, too, that though restaurants tend to work together under the best of circumstances, when the going gets tough, certain restaurants have not been above stealing employees from other restaurants.
True. You know, if you know, obviously, if as far as our group is concerned, if it's somebody that we know in the industry, we will not take their help. If someone's coming from an area that we don't know anybody, you know, it's fair game, I guess. And they're doing the same to us.
Well, I'm glad that your employees haven't had to go through what Crane's Detroit Business was talking about with Jay Davis under the headline of battered restaurants push back on unruly customers. I'm glad that's not been your problem, but you certainly have heard about it. Give my best to Rosalie, Brother John, and thank you, Joe Vaccari. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul Debbie.
As we continue here, he's one of the most successful restaurateurs ever. And believe me, he has been adversely affected like every other restaurant, only in a bigger way because he has more restaurants. I'd like us to turn the corner. I'd like us to say we see light at the end of the tunnel that isn't a speeding train coming right at us. But unfortunately, it appears we are not yet at that point. We are at 844 on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.